Hello, everybody. Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, coming to you with another one of my blogs and podcasts. I know you're going to find this one totally, totally awesome. Today's title, Good Seeds Planted on Good Ground and the Calming of Your Stormy Seas. As always, I speak and write my stories from a leadership perspective, but to do so, I have come to realize that I am guided by the thoughts that present themselves to me and that coincidences don't happen coincidentally. Today I will speak to the harvest and that of the perception of being alone in the storm. These truly are times that try a man's soul. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, but on any given day, they are the times. And yes, if you have been following me through my blogs and podcasts, you will have heard me use these phrases before. And clearly, I cannot leave out the fact that shift continues to happen. It's a fact of life, and it's how we handle those facts that will either make us or break us. Our survival depends on it. I think this topic is especially relevant right now at a time when a lot of people are feeling stuck or directionless in different areas of their lives. Let's face it, fear is trying to win. With so much uncertainty in the world right now, it can leave someone feeling hesitant and unmotivated. And whether that be in our relationships, our career, or lack thereof, or even in our spirituality. Just yesterday, I was reminded of this when I came across an article in one of the newspapers that I scan from time to time. Let me add that with shift happening, I too have been feeling somewhat downtrodden. Yes, even me, Mr. Positive. Remember that I am a firm believer that coincidences don't happen coincidentally. So I posted the following to my Facebook page. And I quote, "Just remember that when you think you have had a hard down and out day, that someone is always ahead of you in line." Unquote. Now, some of you will hear the story of what I'm telling today, but just as important is that I don't want you to miss the message. Depending upon where you are today, both mentally and physically, will determine your translation of my words. Perhaps you may even consider this to be a parable of sorts as you read between the lines. So before I dive into my story today, knowing that we are all going through shift stuff, and that we think that and feel that our shift or stuff is worse than the shift or stuff that others may be going through, I'm going to ask you, if you think you can make a difference, do you think you can make a bigger difference? For those of you who can handle spiritual discussion, then this would probably be the place to stop either reading the blog or hit the stop button on the podcast. But if you're game to realize that without the reality of spirituality, we would just be wandering this planet and never fulfill the destiny presented to us. Thus, my story today covers two unique stories. That of the seed that falls on good ground, Psalm 65 and Matthew 13, 8, and the story of Jesus calming the storm while in the boat, Matthew 8, 23-27. Life in the natural and supernatural are governed by laws. These laws are the foundation for all, whether you choose to recognize their existence or not. Clearly, if you don't believe in the laws, is of no matter, for they will continue to happen nonetheless. And if you're doubting me at this point, let me cite the law of gravity. Go ahead, jump. And please tell me if you end up in space. No, indeed, I'm sure you're still firmly rooted here on this planet Earth. Thus, the law of the harvest requires that other laws of nature get involved. Each year, thousands of acorns fall to the ground, but only a few manage to find the right conditions where the ground is ready to receive and provide the necessary nutrients for that acorn to fulfill its purpose, its destiny, to produce an oak tree. We have evolved to learn how to prepare the soil, plant the seeds, provide the nutrients, water and nurture the crops until they're ready for harvest. But in life, we too are the seeds, and our environment will denote how we grow towards that harvest. Will we be planted on hard, rocky, infertile ground? Will we end up amongst the weeds and get strangled and wither? Or will we end up in the right conditions and be nurtured, cultivated, and grow to that of our destiny? Like a seed that needs time to germinate before it sprouts, all of us have been waiting and waiting for our sprouting day to come. God's word and love are like seeds planted in us. The challenge is that at any given time, shift happens around us, and we may run into rough and trying times that will allow those weeds or rocky hard ground to interfere with us, or the birds of life to come and pluck those seeds. We will think that there is no hope for us, but we must realize that there is indeed hope for us, which leads me to the second story, that of being in the storm-tossed boat. We go through our everyday lives doing what we do to the point of routine, and then at the end of the day, and I use this phrase to denote not just a place of time, but also to denote when we come to a point in our lives, either good or troubling. It is time to get into the boat and cross back over to the other side. Not sure of the condition of our boat, but it is the one we have been using to cross back and forth. In fact, we tend to take for granted the condition of our boat and perhaps have neglected to perform the necessary and required care and maintenance. There have been times when it's been smooth sailing, and there have been times when there have been minor winds or even minor storms. All the while, we've made the journey successfully. And it is during these normal times that we forget to take the most important passenger with us because we don't need him. But every once in a while, we get to a certain point of circumstances in our lives where the storm from hell forms and threatens to make our journey anything but routine. Whereby all the weaknesses and defects on our boat are brought to full awareness. And when we realize we are at our weakest and all seems futile, that our boat is taking on water and we are floundering, about to go under, we remember that the most important passenger to travel with us has always been there, just waiting for us to call out to him. It would be so easy for him to have said that he had nothing to worry about because the holes in the boat were on our side of the boat. No, rather he stands up and says to the storm, "Peace, be still." And the winds and the waves obeyed him and were calmed. And it is at that point that he says to you and to me, "Peace, be still." And a feeling of peace and hope once again surrounds us. What I've just described is not just the amazing power of Jesus over nature, but that it shows his grace and love for each of us. For Jesus doesn't expect us to be perfect all the time, but he does expect us to call on him. He does expect us to wake him up in the middle of our storms. And with that, we wake up realizing that we are not calling out to him because of fear, but rather more so because of faith. We have nothing to fear when we remember that he is in the boat with us. So I conclude by reminding you of the importance of seeking to follow, obey, and respect the laws of nature. The importance of seeking a good harvest of our lives by ensuring we work to keep the conditions right. The importance of keeping our minds and hearts open to the Spirit that abounds around and within us. That even though there are storms in our lives, we remember that Jesus wants to take us through in peace and bring us out more alive and more powerful than ever before. That he is right there in the boat with us, just waiting for us to call out to him. Let him be there in the good times and not so good times on that road to your, to my, to our destinies. An abundant harvest awaits, as does he, bringing you and me peace and the calming of those storms. You see, just as the heavens, the rain, the snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. For the seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. And for gosh sakes, let the winds and the waves obey him, especially in your, in my, in our times of weakness. My call to action today is take some time to reflect right here and right now on your own life experiences and the gifts that God has given to you, as well as the gifts of the harvest that await you too. So that's it for today. Until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching, and I hope that you will play this one a few times to really get into the meat and potatoes of what my message today is. I look forward to hearing from you. Certainly send an email to me at intentionalgrowth@icloud.com or be sure to go to my Facebook page or go to my YouTube channel under Robert DiGiacomo and subscribe, and you'll see all the positive leadership things that I've posted there. Make it a great, wonderful, and significant day today, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.